through a circuit twice, okay? So we're going to do chin up, rope crunch, dumbbell row, and then leg lift.
Ian Foe stands in the back of the metal shipping container in his yard that he's converted into a gym. He coaches 15-year-old Jesse Noden and 17-year-old Justin Dye through the last circuit in their half-hour session. Foe gives directions, and both boys get to work without a word. They move between lifting free weights and doing a couple of different ab workouts.
Good. Oh, good. Good. Awesome. Awesome. One more. Just like that. Good.
Both athletes began personal training to improve their wrestling and have continued with Foe to improve their overall fitness. Dai has been working out with him for 3 years.
The kids in my grade, you know, they're in wrestling and all that too, and, you know, same age and all this, but I can definitely tell, you know, I'm a lot stronger and stuff. I think it's good to just get above and beyond, you know. You got to put in that extra work to get better and, you know, do what it takes to be a champ at what you're doing.
Near the back of the Connex, there are several columns of numbers written in permanent marker. They run from floor to ceiling.
It shows all my maxes when we first start off and then till now, and there's a huge difference. And our first maxes, we started on January 20th, about 3 years ago, and started off with benching 120 pounds, squatting 155, deadlifting 170. You can see over the 3 years, the weights have definitely gone up.
Dye and Noden's maxes are by no means the only things written on the walls of the container.
There's a bunch of quotes up here by either famous people, you know, like we have Napoleon Hill, Benjamin Franklin, Oprah. One of my favorite quotes, doing your best at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. Oprah said that.
That's Foe. With a Connex full of motivational quotes, he's aiming to spread the word in Dillingham about fitness. His clients range from high school athletes to folks looking to get into shape and lose weight for the first time in years.
Basically, my main goal is to educate people and teach people how to take care of their bodies, really. Everybody starts somewhere, right? So something they can take, you know, for the rest of their lives.
For his part, Foe began weight training with his father in high school to improve his football game. The interest grew from there, and he wasn't ready to give it up when he finished playing college football.
I was really still into working out, and I ended up getting into bodybuilding a little bit. So I did physique competitions, more of like a fitness physique model competition. So I did okay at that and started to compete nationally at that.
While he was competing, he also began helping other people get into shape as a personal trainer. He found that aspect of weight training fulfilling as well.
Well, I'm always proud when I just see somebody accomplish their goals. You know, I get pretty much as excited as that person.
Foe gave up bodybuilding competitions to move to Dillingham 3 years ago. He's an avid sport fisherman, and he's wanted to live in Bristol Bay since high school. So he took a job as a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. But his personal training business has grown. He has 10 clients now, and Foe stepped down from his job with Fish and Game in April. Between his personal training, selling artwork, and helping with his wife's business, Tide Table Coffee, he's been self-employed for about a month.
Working at Fish and Game was definitely a dream come true for me. It's something that I worked really hard at, and I loved every minute of it, and it helped me grow. And when it comes down to it, I've always wanted to be self-employed. What I'm doing now, I'm able to touch a lot of lives and add value to a lot of lives.
Come mid-June, when the heat and the bugs make his Connex gym uninviting, Foe will close up shop for the summer. But in October, he'll be back at it, coaching folks to their fitness goals, one inspirational quote at a time. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.